Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Bebop Banter, the internet's premier anime podcast for our promised Where Have We Been? What Are We Doing? New Year, New Us episode. My name is Wes, and I'm joined by my co-host, Demetrius.
Happy 2024.
New phone, Demetrius, and Saeed.
For the Horde.
Still on World of Warcraft, Saeed.
Indeed.
I did not understand what
rhymed.
You said, and I was going to say
rhymed.
You're already out of pocket, but okay.
You said that.
Yeah, I was like, what did he say?
Well, I'm battling the sniffles still, everybody, but we are going to fight through. Thank you all. We said it last week. Thank you all for sticking through as we were all on kind of a winter break. I myself have had just a lot of traveling and a lot of family stuff going on, and everybody else has been handling their own business, travel, family, holidays, all of that. But unlike last week, where we kind of said, hey, we'll tell you next week what we've been up to, our little catch-up bop culture type episode of 2024, we are, in fact, going to do that this week. So sit back, relax, enjoy hanging out with us. We started the year off, first episode last week, with an actual anime episode, but this week it has been a while since we've actually just hung out and talked. So we're just going to hang out and talk. So guys, how you doing? How you doing?
Pretty good, pretty good.
No complaints.
My break's been pretty standard, but a lot more gaming than I've ever done in the past.
Shoot,
I don't know, since Skyrim? Since my Skyrim era?
He's a gamer now.
It's been mainly World of Warcraft, but I have been itching to get it back into Elden Ring, trying to finally beat that. But for World of Warcraft, I've been raiding a lot for Black Fathom Depths, for the people who aren't informed about what Black Fathom Depths is. And WoW is currently having this thing called Classic WoW, Season of Discovery, level 25 cap, so no one goes above level 25. And the last raid is BFD, Black Fathom Depths. So it resets every 3 days, so I can only do it once every 3 days or in that window. And I've just been gearing. I've been doing the raids, trying to get gear with some guild people. I got the best-in-slot sword, two-hand weapon for my warrior, which is kind of nice. I've been doing some ridiculous damage ever since I got that. Mm-hmm. But I'm still new to the game, so my mechanics aren't up to snuff compared to the longtime veterans of Classic WoW. But even as we got onto this recording, I didn't mention this earlier because I was saving it for the podcast. My hands instinctively went into WoW stance on my keyboard. Like the way I have it on my keyboard.
Wow.
On my QWE. My hands instinctively went there. But yeah, so that's mainly what I've been doing. A lot of WoW. And then my media consumption outside of my media consumption during the break has been a mix of the classic me ghost hunting videos and whatnot, that kind of thing, scary videos and all that, and also World of Warcraft videos on like just tips and stuff and things like that. I've been heavily getting into WoW because this is the first time I played Warrior, because before this I did used to play hardcore World of Warcraft. And I'd never touched Warrior because that's said to be the worst class in hardcore, because it's the hardest class to play, or to level without dying.
That just
means
you're elite.
Yeah, Warrior has a lot of buttons compared to the other classes I played. Like, that's an understatement. Like, I'd say 4x the number of buttons and options for Warrior. So that's been interesting to play around with.
How proud I am of you, even though it's World
of my
Warcraft,
gaming endeavors.
You know. You're a gamer
again,
dude. You're a gamer again. No, I'm just saying the typical like memes about people playing World of Warcraft.
Mm-hmm.
I'm proud of you for finding a game that you're just in love with, Saeed. I'm super happy for
you
about that.
I never thought in my life I would get into an MMO, let alone World of Warcraft like this. I really remember back, I was asking you guys, should I get into World of Warcraft or should I get into Final Fantasy? I thought I was going to be a Final Fantasy.
Dude, I still want to get into Final Fantasy, though. Final Fantasy 14,
I'm not
that
lie.
New update looks fire.
I
kind of
want to get into it too.
Saeed, are we about to play together? Are we about to play together?
We could.
It's on consoles too, Demetrius. You want to join? He went,
I don't know.
We can make a guild, a backlog rebuff guild.
Ooh.
Okay, that's tempting. I'm not going to lie.
We'll see. I know it's free up to a certain level, too, in Final Fantasy XIV. No. Like, you don't have to pay monthly fees or something. So, that's kind of cool.
Oh, yeah. 14 is the free-to-play one, isn't it?
Yeah. It's the MMO. It's the MMO one. It's getting update 7.0, I think, coming out. Not because I don't play it, but because I like Final Fantasy, the regular Final Fantasy games, I get, like, news updates pushed to me on social media and that sort of deal.
Oh, looks pretty, and the looks other thing... Fire. Yeah, the other thing about WoW, Season of Discovery... It's been phase one of Season of Discovery, the level 25 cap. They're going into phase two starting February 8th, where the cap's going to get raised to 40. So... going to be happening to level from 25 to 40 and a bunch of new raids and dungeons in between that gap, which is going to be interesting. And level 40 is when you can get a mount, so I'm excited for that. I've never had a mount in World of Warcraft before, but it costs like, what, I don't even know, 100 or 400 gold or something crazy. I don't even know.
My guy is WoW maxing.
Yep. Earlier today, I was looking up gold farming techniques.
Good for you.
I was like, how do I get these gold so I know I have enough gold for when the mount comes out at level 40?
You plant the gold seeds in the dirt and you water it every once in a while, and that's.
I wish it was that easy. This sounds complicated.
Gotta get the gold.
Apparently,
bro.
You can buy it, but it's frowned upon. You can buy.
Yeah,
gold,
yeah. Don't buy.
It's
don't
very,
do that. Don't
very,
do that.
Frowned upon. So I'm not doing that.
You gotta be. Gotta be careful whaling for things, huh, Wes?
Saeed, I mean, okay, it's funny you mentioned that, Demetrius, because I'm out of my whale phase in Dokkan, and I would like to say that maybe
he's recovering.
Since...
Bless.
Maybe, well, okay, no, I spend money on Dokkan during the anniversary and during the, like, worldwide celebration where it's shared with JP. Or if there's, like, another super cool... Like, last year they did the superheroes thing with Beast, Gohan, and Orange Piccolo. And I was like, well, I need them. But other than that, I'm completely free to play in Dokkan Battle now. Like, I probably haven't actually, like, spent a significant chunk of money in Dokkan Battle since the anniversary. Because I did the... And even then, I didn't really spend that much. I've gotten lucky with my pulls. But, yeah, I've been pretty much free to play. Now, has Magic the Gathering been... taking place of that, perhaps, but I'll say that's been a more responsible spend, because I will buy, like, whenever a new set in Magic comes out, I'll buy a certain number of packs just to say I did it. Like, there's a bundle that you can get for like $40 that has like 8 packs in it, a commemorative dice that you can use, that you use for gameplay elements, like a bunch of free stuff, and then like a storage box for your cards that's themed after whatever the new set is. But I'll just buy like the singular cards so that I don't have to like, oh, I could spend $15 and buy the one card I want, or I could spend $15 on 2 packs and maybe have like the slimmest chance of getting it. So I'll just buy the singles. Like, that is what it is.
Oh, gotcha.
If I walk into like Target to go grocery shopping and there's like a $3 pack of cards on the shelf, or like $5 pack of cards, I might be like, F it, let me just see. Like, I did that the other day when a new set came out, and I was like, oh, there's a pack on the shelf, let me buy it. And I pulled like a $30 card that I wanted, so it worked out in that regard. But in general, I just will buy the single card and call it a day.
Hey, so responsible. Hey man, you're good. I was just poking, poking a little bit. Been a while.
But I was going to say, speaking of whales, I'm still waiting on that Genshin Impact login, Saeed, so I can play Genshin on your account that you whaled out a little bit.
I have not touched Genshin in forever.
That's what I'm saying. I'll play it for you,
yeah,
dude.
I just noticed my gaming thing was went from, like, Gacha was the stepping stone, because that's when I started playing on the PC, quote-unquote, was Genshin. And then I went away from that. When I got my actual gaming PC, well, it was
Genshin League on my laptop.
Yeah, you did Genshin League on my laptop. Yeah, I haven't touched League in a while. I know the new season started, so maybe I'll dip my toes back into League.
I saw some
League
memes
too
about the dragon face from the new League character. Did you see that? They like have a new character that's like a little dragon, like a little Spyro the Dragon.
Oh wait,
character.
Yes, I did. Yeah.
But the face looked like super human. So they had to adjust it to make it a little more dragon. That's all the memes.
Well, that's the other thing. I think Arcane Season 2 was announced or something.
It was. It was announced. It should come out in October this year.
Yeah, I'm interested in that. I'm interested in the League fighting game that they that they announced a while back. But
yeah,
I mean, I sent it to the group. You guys know I'm potentially going to get into Guilty Gear because of Elfelt looks too cool. You know,
yeah, very cool.
Oh yeah, yeah, she's pretty.
She
dope.
Looks in that windscreen. I saw that and I was like, yo, wait a minute. And I remember Elfelt from when I used to play Guilty Gear, and she was just terrible. Like, this stupid control character that no one liked playing or playing against. And watching some fighting game YouTubers I really like Maximilian Dude, play her and be like, no, she's actually cool now, has made me kind of want to pick Guilty Gear up. But fighting games, I just don't have the time to put into labbing. But segueing that into how you've been doing, Demetrius, I imagine you're going to be labbing in Tekken when you can, right?
Oh, boy, am I excited for Tekken 8. It has been a long time. They actually dropped, Bandai Namco dropped the trailer for the opening.
I saw it. Oh,
and
boy.
Immediately, I'm so glad that I was like, yo, this looks like Tekken 5's opening. And all the comments are like, yo, this reminds me of Tekken 5, Tekken 5. So I'm excited.
It looks
excited.
Good, dude.
I'm
it does look
excited.
Good. So what else? I'm just excited for the fighting game scene in general. Oh, I'm excited for the future tournaments and all that stuff. Future Evos.
Tekken 4 and Tekken 5 were huge in my childhood, so I'm very excited to get into another major numbered Tekken game. Of course, the lore is going to be dope, but I played the demo quite a bit over the break. Also played, gaming-wise, played a lot of Dead Space Remake. I haven't finished it yet, but it is very good.
It's good, though.
They took the old Dead Space and put a lot of creative spin on it, so that I can definitively say it is much better so far.
I was surprised playing through it. I was like, this is the way it was in my mind, but I know that it's not, if that makes sense. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they made,
this is what your nostalgia said it looked like, but it actually does look like it, right?
Of
thing.
They made certain things like actually better and made more sense narratively wise, and then just like adding side missions, which I sounded stupid when I first heard it, but playing
it adds
through
to
them,
the lore,
it's
dude.
Pretty cool. Yeah, it adds a lot of lore. Very nice. The meme is over. I bit the bullet and bought PlayStation Extra. It was on a discount, so I was like, you know what? Screw it.
Welcome.
Has all these catalog of games on PlayStation's repertoire. One of the free games that came with it was Kingdom Hearts Melody of Memory.
Hey, so after, how good is it, Demetrius?
What is it, 3 years of Wes being like, bro, you should play it.
Yep.
I'm playing it, and it is fun, I admit.
Yeah.
It's one of the better Kingdom Hearts side games. Actually,
yeah, I don't even care about I'm interested in your thought on this, Demetrius. I don't care about the story in Melody of Memories.
I don't.
That part doesn't matter to me. The actual gameplay and like making me sit down and focus on some of the tracks that I didn't appreciate as much as a kid. I've saved so many songs on my Spotify from Kingdom Hearts now.
Yeah, same. I guess what I really appreciate about Melody of Memory is it feels nostalgic for what games used to be. Like, you could play a game and you wouldn't have to worry about the trophies or the best way to play it. You could just play the game and enjoy the game. It is one of the few games that I've played probably in the past couple of years, other than Elden Ring, that like puts you into flow state. Where you're just in the zone, which is very addicting. And you, when you play it more and more and more, you start to realize when you're in the zone, because you're pressing the buttons, but you're not thinking about it.
Oh yeah.
So it's quite addicting. And the music, they just got some bangers. I forgot how many really good songs are in Kingdom Hearts.
Dude, and the way it like sounds and feels when you hit the perfect on all the notes. like the little popping noises or the hitting noises and the magic like coming in to the beat as you hit it. They nailed the like satisfying, you're still listening to the music, but you have an input into the music type of feel in the game.
Oh yeah. It's pretty cool. A lot longer than I thought. I didn't think it would be all of the Kingdom Hearts series, but it is. So that is a welcome surprise. I think I've dropped,
I thought they were
like
gonna do just like
14 hours into it or something. It's more than I thought.
Yeah, I thought they were gonna do like 1, 2, and 3 when, because I bought the game on Switch when it was like physically on sale for like $14 at Target or something, like years ago. I thought it was just gonna be Kingdom Hearts 1, 2, and 3, and then there might be like paid DLC for like
the
Chain of
ones.
Memories, Dream Drop Distance, the what's the PSP one.
Birth by Sleep.
Yeah, Birth by Sleep. Like, I thought that would be DLC, but no, it's actually, like, full in there.
Oh, yeah. 358 over 2 days.
Oh, yep. Good stuff.
Kingdom Hearts 0.2, A Fragmentary Passage. These are all real names, by the way. Recoded.
Yeah.
Kingdom Hearts names are kind of, someone kind of wrote them down when they were on drugs, but it is a very fun game. And as much as I love and hate Kingdom Hearts, I am excited for the fourth one whenever it comes out. Probably in 2028.
Yeah.
I also started watching Summertime Rendering, which is out of Disney Jail. I forgot about it. But it's out of Disney Jail. It is available for English dub on Disney Plus. And the sub is on Hulu. So that's an interesting setup.
Speaking of Disney Joe, over the our break, what is it, Steamboat Willie?
Public
domain now?
Yep.
And there's already a horror game.
There's been a lot of drama. There's a lot of drama with that because people were uploading it. People were uploading Steamboat Willie onto YouTube. Did you see that?
Mm-hmm.
And getting copyright strikes from Disney on it. And it was like, no. You can't do that.
Yeah, it's interesting because of the way Disney and some other companies have like taken things out of public domain. And now they're coming back in. It's interesting.
It really made me think when Steamboat Willie went into public domain. I was like, now that I think about it, all of these things that Disney has made money on, they kind of plucked from public domain.
Yeah.
So it's this whole full circle thing, which I think is really interesting.
Aren't their beginnings basically Brother Grimm stories?
Yeah.
Except
I never really thought about that until Steamboat Willie.
Aspects. Because everybody, I don't know about you guys, but when I was growing up, when we were growing up, everyone would always talk to me about The Little Mermaid. And how the book version is significantly darker than what Disney put out.
Yeah, she dies at the end. Spoiler alert. She turns into foam or something.
I just know she dies.
Mm-hmm. The Cinderella one, too. Have you read the Cinderella one?
No.
All the stepsisters. So in the Cinderella one, it's the same basic premise. And the prince goes around with a glass slipper and each individual stepsister, he like goes to the house because she has three evil stepsisters, or is it two? I forget how many it is. But like he goes to the house and the first one straight up cuts her toe off to fit her foot into the slipper. And he thinks it's her because she like puts it on. And then he notices all the blood when they're like driving away in the carriage. So he goes back and the other sister is like, no, it's actually me. I just let my sister, whatever. And she like cuts her heel off to fit her foot into the shoe. And then he notices all the blood, and then it finally gets to Cinderella, and it's like, dang, that's kind of crazy. Way different stuff. Way different stuff.
But yeah, just Summertime Rendering. I've been trying to watch the Yu Yu Hakusho live action, so maybe there will be a future episode.
I watched all of it too. I watched all of it.
I need more
time.
We
will discuss whenever we've all seen it.
Yeah.
I feel like this is a... Yeah.
but enjoy.
How many episodes you watched in each year? How many?
Dang, it's been a while since we all talked and recorded.
Yeah, it's been a while. I've only seen like an episode and a half, so I'm starting to put some time into it.
I liked the first episode. Without spoiling my thoughts on the rest of it, I thought the first episode was good.
So. There's
I love the action. I love those kung fu-ish type movies, the action, the Eastern Asian action movies, and the choreography for the episode one was really good.
Really good.
Yeah, there's I would say like, better than the One Piece action. Live action.
Choreography-wise, sure. Big time.
Yeah, not even close.
Mm-hmm. But discussion for another time.
Yep.
Look forward to everybody.
It will be back.
Put a pin in it.
But yeah, that's pretty much it. Other than, you know, having a baby is very time-consuming, so.
How was her first Christmas and New Year's? How was the first Christmas and New Year's with the child?
It was glorious. She is very, very interested in the Christmas tree. Whenever we would turn it on, she would just, like, stare at it. Nice. And I had a lot of family. Baby. A lot of family came up for the holidays, for Christmas, to see her, meet her. She got to meet some of her uncles.
Classic George Bush.
So it was cool. It was a nice time. Lots of family time. Much needed.
That's good to hear, dude. That's what the holidays are all about, right? Just relaxing, hanging out with friends and family, that sort of deal.
Yeah.
But... yeah, in terms of what I've been up to, I've shared. I'll go with one of the things that I've been up to because I shared it in our group chat. Dude, I am addicted to this YouTube channel. Saeed, of course, probably didn't see it because he doesn't check the group chat frequently. But Saeed, I feel like you would mess with this YouTube channel. I feel like you mess with this YouTube channel big time. It's called the Y Files.
Okay.
And Y is in WHY files. And it's kind of like a conspiracy theory YouTube channel, but the way it works,
something I'd be into.
The way it works is they're like upwards of an hour long episodes, and the first half to two thirds of it is the host like reciting the conspiracy theory or like telling you about it as if everything was 100% fact, right? It's just him, and he's a really good storyteller. Him just telling the story of whatever this conspiracy theory is, you know,
with his goldfish
hollow like. Yeah, with his goldfish, like hollow moon spaceship type of thing, all that. But then the last part of the episode is him like breaking it down as to parts of it that could be true and parts of it that are like unequivocally false. And it's not all conspiracy theory stuff. He covers like some of those fun internet history, ARG like types of things like Cicada 3301 or like John Titor, which Steinsgate is based off of.
Oh, the time traveler.
So he
traveler.
Does do some, like, yes. Not anime girl time traveler, though. So, but
Not as fun.
But it's maybe that was a little bit of a spoiler for Steins Gate, but it's whatever.
I have seen one other thing, actually.
Yeah.
I saw it a long time ago, though. It's he did one on, what was it, the Amityville? And, the Warrens or whatever? That's the one I saw. Because that was during... my haunted ghost or whatever thing, and he came up on my recommended. So I am familiar. That's the only one I saw, though.
He's done some really good. I don't know. I just think it's really interesting to, like, just in terms of storyteller stuff, right? Like, I've been playing, I don't know if I mentioned it on the podcast, but I mentioned it in our group chat a while ago. I started playing this game from the makers of Steins Gate called Anonymous Code.
Mm-hmm.
That's it's based off of Cicada 3301, which I didn't know was a real thing, or like I knew it was a real thing on the internet, but I didn't really know what it was about. And YouTube recommended me his video on Cicada 3301, and I was like, man, it's cool. Kind of like the whole I watched Steins Gate and then looked into the John Titor thing that actually happened. It's that kind of cool, like, oh, I appreciate this game is taking this into account. You know what I mean? I like the links of, you know, sci-fi fiction to real-world stuff. Like, another one is, Demetrius, you and I read Dondadon. And
yes, sir.
The alien, one of the alien races, or one of the aliens in Dondadon recently, his name is Serpo. And that's an actual, like, alien conspiracy theory. that I watched an episode on in the Y-Files about Project Serpo and, like, doing a human exchange with alien type of thing. So I've caught, like, little things in Dondadon that is very either, what's the phrase I'm looking for? It's very urban legend, like Japanese urban legend / sci-fi inspired. And I see little phrases where I'm like, oh, Serpo, that's from Dondadon. Like, I see where that is. So I'm hoping to find a little more of those. But in terms of YouTube channels, that's the one I'm kind of hooked on. Anime-wise, I was talking about it before here. Frieren has just been incredible. Like, I absolutely love Frieren. I get the hype. I understand the hype. It knocked me out of a little anime slump I was in. And then in terms of video games, playing Yakuza Gaiden, getting ready for Like a Dragon Infinite Wealth, which is technically the 8th Yakuza game, because they put Gaiden on Game Pass, so might as well play it. I'm playing through Persona 5 Royal for the 3rd time, because I beat... Persona 5 for the 3rd time, because I beat Persona 5 on PS4, then I beat Persona 5 Royal on PS4, then I got Persona 5 Royal on Switch when it came out. And I got like 20-ish hours in, and then something distracted me. And then Persona 5 Scramble came out, which is a spin-off game that technically takes place after Persona 5. That came out, and I started playing that. Something caught my attention from that, because as you all know, I always jump from video game to video game. And then Persona 5 Tactica, which takes place after all of that, came out. And before I even started that, I was like, well, if I start Tactica, I should probably have beaten Scramble first just to say I did it. But then in my mind, I was like, if I want to beat Scramble, I should probably beat Persona 5 Royal first. So I'm doing RST in order. So I'm almost done with my 3rd playthrough of Persona 5. 2nd playthrough of Persona 5 Royal. Just my little have to get that done.
Bro, I had no idea there were so many offshoots.
Oh yeah, there's a lot. Every Persona game always gets a lot. Like the rhythm game from 3, 4, and 5 a while ago. I think it's Persona 3 Dancing All Night, Persona 4 Dancing All Night, and Persona 5. I forget what they call that one. They were all really good rhythm games. But yeah, beat a couple games. Dragon Quest Monsters Joker I beat. A couple other like smaller indie games that I kind of grinded through. I'm in the middle of a staycation right now, boys. Which this weather has helped me with. So I've been really trying to grind through anime series and video games, because between work and family stuff and travel, I haven't actually really had the time to do that. And it just so happens, here's another segue, that this staycation is the perfect lineup for kind of the start of a new anime season, everybody. So,
wait, we're going to go anime. Through
some... Yeah, real we're going to talk about anime real quick. Go ahead, Demetrius, go ahead.
I also forgot to mention, of course, it's been a while since we talked, but Jujutsu Kaisen Season 2 is over now.
Yeah. Did you like it? Did you have a good time?
I mean, overall, I went in with low expectations because of how I felt about Jujutsu Kaisen Season 1. Overall, I mean, I liked it. Yeah, I liked it. I still couldn't tell you what Jujutsu Kaisen's about, but overall, it's very entertaining.
And Season 3 got announced, too. Also, there was a lot of, you know, that's another good thing to bring up, because some of the anime we're going to talk about is animated by MAPPA that's out this season. There's been a lot of bad stuff surrounding MAPPA. A lot of bad stuff surrounding MAPPA. Between the lead animator of Jujutsu Kaisen or Attack on Titan, like, tweeting out that he wanted to die.
Yeah, saw that one.
To lead animators on Jujutsu Kaisen going on Twitch streams and saying they never want to work for MAPPA again. It's cool. Yeah, that studio is...
Some strange things happening. There's a video, I can't remember the YouTuber, collected tweets or talked to a few different animators. And there's a scene in Jujutsu Kaisen, not saying who's fighting. I don't want to spoil it for anybody.
Yeah. Oh, I know exactly the scene. I saw this too.
There's a fight in the city, and one of the buildings that gets destroyed or ran through is a rough layout of the studio that they work in.
Yep. Mm. And in that same fight scene, it crashes into one of the buildings and there's a fight in a room, and that room is the animation studio of the MAPPA studio building. And you can see nods to the other series they've worked on, like Chainsaw Man and stuff, flying mm-hmm. around during the fight. So, yeah. Lots of not good stuff. Thank God the Dandadan anime is not being animated by them, because everybody... Thank goodness. I mentioned Dandadan earlier. It got announced for an anime adaptation. Studio Let's Saru go. Is doing it, who's worked on some really good stuff. I think Studio Saru did Devilman Crybaby, I'm pretty sure.
I think that's what we talked about.
Yeah. And it's coming out in October, which is perfect in time for spooky season. And Turbo Granny, who everyone will be very familiar with here soon, is voiced by Luffy's voice actor. So,
oh, really?
That's going to be oh, funny goodness. Hearing some of the lines that she's going to have to say. But it works. It works in my mind. It does. So I'm really excited for the Dandadan series. Super excited for Dandadan.
It looks clean. If like you're the it, animation. Oh God,
thank you.
It looks good.
It looks colorful, which is what it should be, right?
Stylized. Look at that. It looks stylized. Yep. That is kind of nice to see after Chainsaw Man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you're interested in it, read Dandadan. You can read it legally on the Viz website. You have to, it's on as part of Shonen Jump, but you can't read it in the Jump app. You have to read it on the Viz website because it is listed as 18 and up. Rightfully so, because the first few chapters. Or you can go on Manga Plus and you can read it for free on there up to a certain point. Then you have to have an account. Well worth the read. Demetrius and I have talked about it a lot. I'm not going to hammer the Dandadan train home, because it is time to talk about some of the new series that came out this season, this winter 2024 season. And while there is a lot of isekai BS that I do not care about, there are some larger anime names that we all might have heard about. Probably one of the biggest ones is actually, I don't know, there are a lot of people, and I've talked to people that I've worked with or that I've met through work that thought this was a manga. It's not. It's a manhwa, but is maybe the biggest manhwa of all time and maybe one of the biggest anime series of this season that came out. Solo Leveling had its anime adaptation come out. And while I haven't watched it, if you are in the know, you'll know that Solo Leveling is very highly regarded. Not just in the manhwa community, which is Korean, but in the manga community as well. So, Solo Leveling, that is a big one. I don't think that's the big one you were talking about, though, Demetrius. And we'll get to that one here in a second.
No, that's actually the one that I heard about.
Is it? Oh, I was going to say there's a big one that's big in more ways than one that we'll get to here in a little bit. Season 2 of Mashal is out. And interesting thing about season 2 of Mashal is that, you know, the series kind of petered off for a little bit, but the manga is complete.
The opening's fire.
The opening is fire. The opening is fire. And the manga is complete, meaning that there will likely be a season 3, and this is likely going to be a real quick turnaround on completing the series. So that's cool. One that's been getting a lot of attention that's available on Netflix is Delicious in Dungeon by Studio Trigger. I read the first couple Ooh. Chapters of the manga and loved it. And then I heard it was getting an anime adaptation and decided to hold off. It pretty much is a group of adventurers that has to go down this dungeon for certain reasons. And it just is all about kind of slice of lifey, what they have to eat on the way down. So it's a nice little dungeon crawling food type of series. Definitely one to keep an eye out on. Scrolling down the list, one that Demetrius, you might be interested in, Blue Exorcist. New season of Blue Exorcist. And what's unique about this, though, what I think is interesting about the Blue Exorcist new season is when the original anime came out, the first half of it was true to the manga. Then the second half of it was complete anime original. And now they're trying to get the anime back on track in terms of being based on the manga. Reason I said that was because you were reading it for a while, right, Demetrius?
Yeah, I think I got to around the chapter 130 mark.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. It went on hiatus for a while, and I tried to get back into it and completely forgot everything that happened and have just kind of dropped it since then. I tried picking it back up, was like, I don't know what's happening here. But new Blue Exorcist. The one I thought you were thinking about, Demetrius.
Yeah.
Hokkaido Girls.
Oh, no. No, I'm not going to say that's the one.
I mean, it's the anime for Hokkaido Girls, which if you've listened to prior episodes, especially the ones where it's just Demetrius and I talking about like manga plus type of stuff, it's out there.
I mean,
I'm not going to watch it.
Yeah, here's the way I would say. Like, I'm not going to watch it because I've already read it. But if
yeah,
I hadn't,
that's a good
if
way
I
to
hadn't,
it.
If I hadn't read it, I might consider watching it.
Well,
maybe it yeah. is kind of out there.
Yeah, I'd be interested to watch it because you and I were talking about it separately, Demetrius. I wonder how much they had to censor in the beginning.
Yeah, especially like the beginning was kind of the mangaka was going
was
out
a little
of left
H.
field for a little bit. Like,
it was
whoa.
A little H. If you know.
Yeah, I was like, hey, this is, you sure this ain't 18 plus? What is this?
Yeah. Yeah, so, hey, that series is out. Another big series. They're actually, this is where I kind of get to the two that are catching my eye the most, I want to say. And it's, the first one is Metallic Rouge by Bones. And it's Studio Bones' 25th anniversary series. We've talked about it offline a little bit.
Is this
Demetrius?
The anime original?
Yeah. It's the one with kind of... I almost want to say it's a throwback type of cyberpunk... Like, almost like a Blade Runner type of setting. With some Battle Angel Alita, like, fighting robot type of things. The one with the really cool, like, the moment has arrived for fighting soundtrack that I sent the trailer for a little
while
ago.
Yeah, okay. Now I remember. Yeah.
I haven't watched it yet, but it intrigues me because you find less and less original anime nowadays, you know? Admittedly, the trailer didn't get me super hyped to watch it. It's a really low-key trailer, and the animation isn't, like, what I would expect from Bones, but it's a Bones original anime, so it has to be quality to some degree, right? The one that did really make me think about quality, though, was Buchigiri. I hate that I point this out because it's by MAPPA, who we just kind of dragged a little bit. But Demetrius, I sent you the trailer for this, and this looks genuinely, like, fun.
Buchigiri.
Like, clean animation. Yeah, it's clean animation. And again, it's been a while since we talked, but clean animation, kind of like a school rumble, old school feeling, just type of fighting series.
Oh, yeah. Okay, now I remember.
Yeah. It looks like a fun series. I'm excited to check it out. Last couple series, and it is, again, it is an anime original. There is no manga to Buchigiri. So that always gets me excited. And the last couple larger ones, Urusei Yatsura season 2 is going on. There is Hime-sama, or let's go with the English name of, like, Princess Tis Time for Torture, right?
Yeah.
I've talked about reading and enjoying the manga before, so I'm interested to see how that goes to anime form, because I checked on the anime, and it's full 24-minute episodes, but the manga chapters, they're not short, but they're all, like, self-contained kind of short gags, so I wonder how, like, if it's compilations, if they the jokes drag out too long. And because I don't want to say they all have the same punchline, but they all have very similar punchlines, just different ways to getting there. I wonder how old it's going to feel over time. And then finally, while not a anime original, it actually, I think, is worth mentioning because it's based off of a manga series that is very highly regarded from what I've seen that went from 2014 to 2016 called Sengoku Yoko. And it's an adventure fantasy type of series. I had not read the manga, but I had heard very, very good things about the manga. So I'm kind of excited to get into that more fantasy adventure type of series. A lot of other isekai series and other things I don't care about as much, like Classroom or the Elite Season 3. But those are kind of the highlights in my eyes, so I want to get back into, after Frieren reawakened my anime interests a little bit, I'm looking to get back into some good series. But, and that has been Winter 2024 anime in a nutshell. But, yeah, that's about all I've been into, up to, and I'm looking forward to. So you guys have any final thoughts here?
Really hoping to see some good anime pretty soon here. I forgot to mention one thing. I did start watching a series that is beloved by many in book form. It's not anime. Beloved by many in book form. I grew up reading the books.
And I know what it is. Finally got a
series adaptation that is fairly Disney loyal. Disney
Plus, right?
Yeah, Disney Plus. Yep. Fairly loyal.
Yes, sir.
To the books. And it, so far, it's pretty, it's good, it's decent, and that is Percy Jackson and the Olympians.
Let's go, dude. It's good.
I've read all five of the original books and enjoyed them quite a bit, so far it's good.
Nice.
And Ares is the god of war, correct?
Yes,
correct.
Saeed, do you know who plays Ares in the Percy Jackson TV series? Have you seen it?
I have not seen anything about the Percy Jackson TV series, but if you're asking me to guess who plays the God of War in Percy Jackson, is it a Game of Thrones actor or somebody that was on Game of Thrones? Is it Jason Momoa?
It's someone by the name of Adam Copeland, who you might know, Saeed, as the rated R superstar, Edge.
Oh, Edge? Oh, yep. Nice.
Who's in AEW now? He's not in WWE, but that's whatever.
So I'm a big Edge fan.
Yeah. I also want to point out, I did also see with friend of the show, I'm on it, and then I brought my family to see it. I watched, speaking of things that I forgot to mention, I watched that's not anime related, Godzilla Minus One, incredible movie, 10 out of 10. Go watch it.
I've heard a few people say that.
Don't know if it's in theaters.
Wes, you said
don't know if it's in theaters anymore.
I don't think it is.
I've been waiting for the streaming service to get it.
Yeah, some streaming service to get it, and I'll watch it.
Yeah, it was really good.
Leo on Netflix. That was also good. I was surprised.
I haven't watched that one.
It is the Adam Sandler one where he's like the lizard in a classroom and he can talk.
Oh, I saw the trailers for it.
Good yeah, one? I was like, you know, this will be all right. And then I put it on. I was like, oh, this is actually pretty good. It's got some good laughs, and you know, good emotional. A lot of laughs for kids, a lot of laughs for adults too. It's a solid animation.
I like when a show or a movie can surprise you like that, you know. That's always good. But you were talking about wanting to see good anime, Demetrius. I thought you were going to say good cosplay, because boys, it's almost, as we wrap this episode up, looking forward to 2024, it is almost time. Vince McMahon, during the Rona years, hyped up the Edge versus Randy Orton wrestling match as the greatest match of all time. Then coming out of the Rona years, they hyped up WrestleMania as one of, I think they called it the most spectacular WrestleMania of all time, or they added some adjective to it. Boys, we are approaching what could be the greatest KatsuCon of all time.
Oh, for reasons okay, that I was like, where is he going with this? Yeah. I was like, what's, what's going on here?
I was reaching for the segue, but the we will get into why it could be. Yes, the humble consequence of carbon. If you know what that reference is, hit us up on Instagram. But we are approaching what could be the greatest KatsuCon of all time. Legendary KatsuCon. And I'm sure we will talk about it in an episode leading up to KatsuCon and a live episode at KatsuCon as well. But, ladies and gentlemen, we have a hard out for our recording today. So I want to thank you all for listening to last week's episode, for putting up with us while we were on our own separate individual journeys, our own trials and tribulations that we had going on, heading into 2024. And we are looking forward to providing you all with a renewed sense of purpose and consistent upload schedule. With that being said, my name was Wes. This was Demetrius, and that was Saeed, and they know what to hit you all with.
To be continued.
Bebop, don't stop.
Peace.